Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. They once cut open the belly of a tiger shark, and we were in there, too. I'm Mike Pascoe.
No, we weren't.
No, it's true.
I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, New Music Tuesday. We'll take a listen to new tracks from Lyrics Born, Billy Bragg, and Ashley Simpson. That's right. Equal opportunity. But first, let's get some news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Rachel. Al-Qaeda's number two man somehow finds the time to read online message boards. Sometimes he even replies, this time in a new audio tape. Ayman al-Zawahiri answers questions posted on extremist websites. Dale Gavlak has the story from Amman, Jordan.
The authenticity of the audio tape posted on an Islamic website could not be immediately confirmed. It's believed to be the second time that Ayman al-Zawahiri answered the more than 900 questions submitted on extremist internet sites by al-Qaeda supporters, critics, and journalists in December. Al-Qaeda's number two, Zawahiri, said that any country which has joined what he called the aggression on Muslims must be deterred in response to a question on whether the terror group still had plans to attack countries involved in the U.S. invasion of Iraq. Asked if there were any women in al-Qaeda, the terror leader answered simply, no.
That was Dale Gavlak from Amman, Jordan. We told him not to do it. That's what Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said today about former President Jimmy Carter's meeting with Hamas. Carter says he never got a clear signal from the State Department. He also says top leaders of the Palestinian group told him they could live in peace with Israel. Israel is pretty skeptical of this. They sharply criticized the meeting. They consider Hamas a terrorist group. Soldiers and their families won't like it, but the Pentagon says it has to continue the unpopular practice called stop-loss. Basically, that's where the Army makes you stay in even after the contract is over. Critics call it a backdoor draft. A top general said yesterday he hopes to stop the practice in the fall of 2009. He says more than 12,000 soldiers are currently serving under stop-loss. Food prices are rising and people are starving. The UN warns that refugees will suffer most. Lisa Schlein has the story from Geneva.
UN High Commissioner Antonio Guterres says many people who are displaced by violence and conflict in their own countries flee to urban areas, and poor people in cities suffer most from high food prices. He calls this a potentially dangerous situation.
Rising food prices, extreme poverty are generating instability, confrontations, and they themselves help to trigger war and conflict that generate more displacement.
World prices for rice, wheat, and other staple crops have soared to unprecedented heights in recent months. Skyrocketing prices are causing social unrest around the world. Riots have broken out in a number of countries, including Haiti, Egypt, and Senegal.
Lisa Schlein reporting from Geneva. New Mexico wildfire fighters are hard at work. A wildfire has been tearing through the center of the state. It torched several homes and buildings. So far, no injuries reported. Nearly 400 people are fighting the blaze. And are you traveling with your pets anytime soon? They may not love you back if you pass through LAX. Los Angeles International Airport may soon require all pets to be caged, even while in the airport waiting area. It's a new rule moving through city council. It's the police who want your pets behind bars. They're worried that roaming animals will distract, bomb, and drug-sniffing dogs. That is your news right now. Of course, you can always get it online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Hey, thanks, Mark.